Well, hello, friends. Welcome to the Beth Williams Indie Americana Songwriter Show, where the Colorado mountains meet the West Texas wind. I'm singer-songwriter Beth Williams, coming to you from Hill Country Recording Studios on the western slope of Colorado in the USA. If at any time you hear the sound of ears flopping or tags jangling or a woof woof bow wow, that's not me. That would be Hank, my black lab studio dog. And together, we're going to bring you a great lineup of roots, folk, and indie Americana Colorado and Texas songwriters, along with a wild card, a gospel tune, and a song by yours truly at the end of the show. I'll also be doing an interview with Colorado songwriter Carrie Morin, so be sure and stay tuned in for that. So let's get started. We're going to kick things off with Colorado songwriter Sunny Hagar, a tune from her Pieces in the Dark CD. It's called Over and Over. Then we're going to switch back over to Texas, do a tune by Bob Charles. The song is called Cry Mary. And then after that, we're going to come back up to Colorado and do a tune by the Scones. It's called Paradise. It's just around the corner. So right now, here's Sunny Hagar with her tune, Over and Over.
Tell me it's not love but greed makes us want the things we think we need. And I see your point of view, so I keep reading and believing all that leaves is to breathe. And we'll get through.
Change and over and over. it's hard to believe that the fears that went before have all gone by. When love would one day leave, the tear that falls like a jewel from your eye, lets you pull your faith down from the sky on high. Oh Mary, oh Mary, don't you cry. Oh Mary, tell me why you try so much just to please. Don't know why it is that you should try and bring that man to his knees. The cup he drinks is passed away. He left Tearosa on the third day. Oh Mary, oh Mary, don't you cry.
right. That was the Scones doing their tune Paradise. It's just around the corner. They're a Colorado group, Helen Highwater and Rick Stockton and Harry Knipe. They're terrific. You can learn more about them on Facebook at the Scones Music. And by the way, most of these songwriters are on Facebook. You can find them there. If you have trouble finding them, you can go to my website, bethwilliamsmusic.com/radioshows, and there's a link to each and every songwriter that you'll hear. You can click on that link. It'll take you to their Facebook page or their website. So, we have a very special treat for you today. Colorado roots-based singer fingerstyle guitarist Carrie Morin has a new CD out. It's called Cradle to the Grave. So I'd like to welcome Carrie Morin to the show. I'm doing a Facebook interview with him. He's in Fort Collins, Colorado. Hello, Carrie. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
I love your new CD, Cradle to the Grave. Now let's jump right in. When did you start with music?
I mean, if you want to go way back, I started playing piano. My mother had a deal with a woman down the street where my mom would do laundry for her if she gave me piano lessons. So I started taking piano lessons around first grade. And I was really interested in ragtime music, Scott Joplin, and old rock and roll music, and eventually, skipping way forward, sometime around like, when I was 13 or so, I started picking up things on guitar, just teaching myself chords, and started listening to all the folk stuff that everybody was listening to at the time, Cat Stevens and James Taylor and all of that. I don't know. I moved to Colorado when I was 18 from Montana.
Oh, from Montana. Is that where you were born and raised?
Yeah. I grew up in Montana. I came here to visit some friends and then ended up not going home. So I've been here ever since. It was around that time I started playing solo shows again, like I did when I was in Montana, and eventually started playing in bands. And during that time when I was playing in bands, I'd always try to take an acoustic guitar along with me. And I was always goofing with different finger style stuff that I was familiar with from, like Chet Atkins recordings and bluegrass recordings and stuff that I'd listened to when I was a kid. So it's something that I've always pursued, but I haven't really started performing solo acts with finger style guitar until about 7 years ago, 7-8 years ago.
Are any of these songs that you play, are they in open tunings? Are they all regular tunings?
It's all open tuning. I play everything in open D, but since I play solo, there's nobody else playing with me. I'll tune the guitar wherever I like it until it feels the string tension feels right. So I could be somewhere between D and E, and then I always use a capo on the second fret because my hands are kind of small, and I feel like a little further up the neck is a little easier for me to get around as the frets get a little closer together.
All right, so let's talk about this CD. So first of all, you've toured quite a bit in support of the CD, right? Where all have you gone? Like Texas, mm-hmm. And you go to the UK, or where do you go to tour?
We went. We did go to Europe for, it was quite a while. I think it was almost 2 months, rolling around in France and Italy and Estonia and Sweden. But that was just right before the album came out. When we got home, we put the finishing touches on some of the mastering that needed to be done and some of the promo stuff that we started. The actual release for Cradle to the Grave was January 13th, and we hit the road soon after that, and we started in Bemidji, Minnesota. We drove up there from Fort Collins, and then we made our way south, and we went all over the south for 2.5 months, everywhere but Florida. Did a lot of different types of shows down there. We ended up in Texas for a couple of weeks. I played in Houston in Dallas, in Austin, in Terlinga. I think that was the end of it. We came back to Colorado, and we've been here for a couple weeks now.
So do you like touring? I mean, do you prefer to be at home? Are you just out there touring because you need to, or is it something that you think, well, I really like doing this, being on the road?
I love it. Yeah, I totally love it. I feel like I come home because I need to. This is where I put most of the songs together, and definitely this is where we do all of our recording. We always end up having to come here after a project to start the next project, which is, I'm in the process of doing that right now.
So tell us about your next project. Well, first of all, when you say you come there to record, do you have your own recording studio, or do you go somewhere else to record?
I record at a studio here in Fort Collins, and I've been doing that for, geez, it's hard to put a number on, 4 or 5 years I've been recording at the same studio, and we do this the same mastering place in Boulder for all the CDs. And this CD is the third in a trilogy that started a couple years back with a CD called Streamline. And then the middle one was released a year and a half ago, I think, and that one is called Tiny Town, and now Cradle to the Grave. And they're all recorded in the same style. It's no headphones, me in front of a bunch of microphones. I play the song start to finish, sing and play at the same time. And then we take those songs and do very little editing with them until the album's done, and then it gets mixed and mastered by James Tuttle in Boulder, Colorado.
And people can get your CDs by going to your website, carrymorin.com.
Yeah, that's the best place. I mean, you can get it at a lot of places, but that's a really good place to start because we have links to everywhere that, you know, you can go.
Let's talk about your songwriting real quick. Like, these songs that you've written, when do you do most of your writing?
Well, the way I've done it in years past, before I started doing solo shows, I played guitar for like an acoustic blues trio. And we perform mainly in Europe, so I spent a lot of time traveling with that group. So there was a lot of time on planes and trains and vans and stuff, and get out my iPad and start jotting down ideas. When I'm home, I tend to play more guitar than write lyrics. So I'll do the same thing. I'll get out the iPad, and if I come across something interesting or while I'm practicing at home or something that I haven't played before, I'll record little snippets on whatever device I have handy. And then when it comes time to do a new CD, I try and cram them all together, get the lyrics, and see what fits with some riff that I wrote at some point, you know. This time around, I do have a number of guitar ideas. I have some. We just flew to New York to do a couple of shows, and on the plane ride there, I wrote about 5 songs. So I'm now at home going through those, and I've got some other ideas, so I'm kind of in the poetry phase of the project, and here in a couple of days I'll start playing guitar and combining the lyrics with the guitar melodies and come up with vocal melodies.
So let's talk about, where do you see yourself going with your music from here? You're getting ready to do a brand new CD as a solo. Are you still working with your trio? And where do you see yourself going as a soloist?
We have all kinds of ideas, but ultimately we have all kinds of decisions that we need to make. I really like touring solo. I like the freedom of getting on stage by myself because I can take any song in any direction at any moment, and I like that freedom. But I also like performing with a rhythm section. We are really thinking about what we're going to do on this next album, if it's going to be a solo album or sort of a band thing or maybe a combination of the two, but we haven't really reached any decisions on that yet. I think as the songs develop here at home, we'll have a better idea of what direction to take each song and just let each song become whatever it needs to be.
So do you have any words of wisdom for young songwriters who are in the music business?
I can only say that, as with any artist, there's an awful lot of sacrifice involved, and you've got to be willing to go without some things if you're going to go out and choose this line of work. In order to do it right, I'll go out and play almost anything, and we end up driving all over the U.S. and sometimes rolling around Europe for a number of days. And I think that a lot of people that are in the music business maybe don't want to do that. They don't want to put that much travel into it. And I think it's really important to get out in front of as many people in as many markets as you possibly can. And it's a mad rush. When I think about how many years can I do this and how many people do I need to get in front of before I feel like I'm done, there doesn't seem to be enough days in a lifetime to get it all accomplished. But we keep hammering away at it. And so that's what I say to younger songwriters. You know, you got to work on your poetry, become as proficient as possible with whatever instruments you play. You also have to be extremely proficient in getting your music out to people and getting in front of people.
I think that people who see you performing, they think, oh, what a glamorous, easy life that must be.
I don't know what glamorous is, actually, but I travel with Zeus, our little dog. He's a little Shih Tzu. He's sleeping right over here now. My wife, Celeste. It seems like everywhere that we go, no matter where it is in this country, we are going to meet up with friends that we've met on previous tours and make a whole bunch of new ones. It's getting to be, with each year that passes, everywhere we go, it's like we're going home. We're going to this place that we're familiar with, and sometimes we're going to brand new places, and then we start that process in that market all over again. So we've got all these pockets around the country that we really look forward to getting to every year, sometimes a couple times a year.
Yeah, that's great. Well, you're really blessed, I think, to have your wife, you know, there with you, to travel with you. And
she works really hard. She has a music business that's based here in Fort Collins called Maple Street Music. And she's got about 10 artists that she watches over, including me. So she's got a lot to do. And a lot of times getting business done on the road isn't the simplest thing ever. So as far as it being glamorous.
Well, it's been great visiting with you, Carrie. I really appreciate you coming on the show.
Thanks for listening. I hope everybody gets a chance to hear this new album, Cradle to the Grave. And give us a shout. You can contact me or Celeste from carriemorin.com, and we'd like to hear from you, and we'd love to hear your comments. And if we haven't met you yet, we will look forward to meeting you wherever you are.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you again, Carrie.
Thank you very much, Beth.
Here's Carrie Morin, Cradle to the Grave.
Cradle to the grave. Life's a so warm from the cradle to the grave.
My funk with a side of monk, 'cause I'm a jazz real book guy. I love a bridge with a minor seven. My idea of heaven smiles and Bill Evans. When I die, do not grieve. Stay autumn leaves with a band, 'cause I'm a jazz standard man. Yes, I am. Benny and Dizzy, Hampton and Herman, Lover Man written by young Jimmy Sherman. I can't make the scene without Getz and Joe Beam, 'cause I'm a jazz standards man. I like bebop and the blues, like Moe's on a Mexican cruise. But when we hit Ensenada, don't play Moonlight Sonata, 'cause I like bebop and the blues. Young Lady Gaga, an Indian raga may be part of your musical plan. But I'll take Chet Baker, Cole Porter, Art Acres, Stan Kenton, still a man. I'm a jazz standard man. I'm that kind of groove's biggest fan. Horace Silver, John Hendricks, that's how I get my kicks. Let's hit Route 66 in my band, 'cause I'm a jazz standards man. Young Lady Gaga, an Indian raga may be part of your musical plan. But I'll take Chet Baker, Cole Porter, Hot Acres, Stan Kenton, still the man. I'm a jazz standards man. I'm that kind of groove's biggest fan. Joe Pass, Betty Carter, I can't get started unless we hit Route 66 in my van, 'cause I'm a jazz standards man.
Thanks for tuning in to the Beth Williams Indie Americana Songwriter Show. I'm Beth Williams. So glad you're here with me and Hank, my studio lab shelter dog. He's sleeping like a baby. Sometimes he snores, sometimes he doesn't. But if you do hear snoring any time during this hour, please rest assured it is not me. It's Hank, the studio dog. So let's see. You are listening to Floyd Domino play his tune Pork Ribs from his Hightower Boogie Woogie CD. You can learn about Floyd at floyddomino.com. Isn't he just fantastic? He's a great musician. Before that, we had Mike Gwynn doing his tune Jazz Standard Man from his CD Still Going 70 in a 55. And of course, before that, we had Kerry Morin doing his tune Cradle to the Grave. Now it's time for the wild card. A wild card means a songwriter who's not in Texas or Colorado. So we're going to hear a tune by Nigel Carmichael. It's called That Minute, and it's from his CD, The Sum of His Parts. That Minute was written as a tribute to his father, who he never had the opportunity to say goodbye to. Nigel lives in New Zealand, and in fact, I met him in January when I went and performed at the Martin Music Festival over there. We became Facebook friends, and he's just terrific. He's been so supportive of my music and of my radio show, and I actually heard him this morning. I was listening to another Kiwi friend from Down Under, Mustang Sally Ross, has a radio show that she does. And I heard this song and knew it would be perfect as my wild card this week. When I say song, I believe that Nigel calls it a monologue. In the United States, we would probably call it cowboy poetry. But either way, it's very moving. It's very touching tribute to his father. Here's Nigel Carmichael, That Minute.
If I could just have that minute again to spend with you, Dad, like we did that night 30-some-odd years ago. We talked of life and the things you'd done, places you'd seen and been, the war you fought. Then we said goodnight and you were gone. Just to bed, then up early to work. You always left before dawn, off early, gone. But you always came home again at night. But that day something was wrong. You never returned. You were late. I waited for you, Dad, out by the gate. Mum said, "Come inside, son. Dad's not coming." A policeman came instead to the door that day. I'll not forget the words he had to say. "There's been an accident. He had no chance." You see, Dad, God had a reason for our talk. We'd never talked that way before. So much to say. He needed you up above to help tend the flocks. Doing the things you loved, not jobs just for money, but the things you spoke of that night before. Life on the farm in the country, where a man. Well, that thought was left unsaid. As you said, it's late, son. Off you go to bed. We'll talk again, but we never did that. For you died that day. I wish I had that minute, Dad, so I could say, I loved you, Dad. But hey, things don't always work out that way. But I still wish I had that minute again to say, I love you, Dad.
When memories of years gone by return. Melancholy, miss my eyes. These feelings in my heart are warm. For all the things in life I think I need to get me through. It's really only simple feelings deep inside, it's true. This memory from you to me, somehow I know you know. I remember what you taught me many years ago. I feel as the older man, and at times I feel as the child, thinking that I understand, or I'm searching every mile. For all the things in life I think I need to get me through. It's really only simple feelings deep inside, you knew. This memory, you to me, somehow I know you know. I remember what you said many years ago. This melody from you to me, somehow I know you know. I remember what you taught me many years ago.
Sugar mama, what you gonna do? Now what you gonna do, what you gonna do? Tell the sugar mama, baby, what you gonna do, what you gonna do, what you gonna do? Are you gonna do me like another done did you? Thank you.
boots have got it knocking. Now what you wanna do? What you wanna do? What you wanna do? What you wanna do? My boots got it knocking. Now what you wanna do? What you wanna do? What you wanna do? Want me to give it to you some more? Mama, I give it all to you.
Oh, that was Colorado's own Bobby Walker doing his song, What You Gonna Do? Before that, we had another Colorado songwriter, Paul Frazier, doing his wonderful song many years ago. That's become one of my favorite tunes. I just love it. Right before that, we heard New Zealander Nigel Carmichael doing his beautiful song, That Minute. If you're just tuning in, my name is Beth Williams, and this is my Indie Americana Songwriter Show, bringing you music where the Colorado mountains meet the West Texas wind. And now, it's time for... The Gospel Minute. I like to have a Gospel Minute every single show, and today's Gospel Minute is brought to you by Miss Karma Grimes. You can find her on Facebook, Karma Grimes Life Song Ministries. You know, Karma Grimes came from Texas. She lives in Colorado now, and she's really the reason that I ended up in Colorado. It's kind of a long story. I'll have to tell you about it sometime. But for now, we're going to let Karma do her beautiful song. It's called In the Middle of a Miracle.
A world of stress. People feel the danger.
beautiful singing by Miss Karma Grimes of Life Song Ministries. Next up, we have a fun song by Flat Top Reed. It's called Purple Tattoo. You can find these guys on Facebook, Flat Top Reed. It's Paul Harshman and John Anglum. They play all over Colorado, and they're based in Grand Junction, Colorado, I believe. Here they are now singing their tune, Purple Tattoo. This is Flat Top Reed.
Chicken fried steak and a purple tattoo. Well, I'm looking out my window, I see the moon shining through. I can see my front doorstep from on the mountaintop, with a drift of blue highway to the next pawn shop. Well, I don't know how to travel, I don't bring the right bag. I don't know how to travel, but I never stop. Well, the doctor said he'd kill me, and if I don't watch out, 'cause I got no conscience. Yeah, just a pocket full of lead and a purple tattoo. Yeah, a purple tattoo. Well, I'm always singing about my own damn self. Yeah, I'm feeling kinda sorry that I've been left out. Well, I try to save my money, but it's already spent. Well, I'm banging on the trash can till the rhythm it gets. Got a new guitar string, 'cause the last one broke. I don't know if I can tune it after the rest of them folk. Well, I lost my concentration and all my traveler's checks. I hope that you can hear me. I hope that you can hear me. I hope that you can. And just a pocket full of lint and a purple tattoo. I got my purple tattoo. Hey, check out my purple tattoo.
I got this brand new purple tattoo.
I like the purple tattoo.
Don't you like my purple tattoo, baby? Say, baby, look at the tail on that purple tattoo.
Was a rubber ball and bounce back into your life, or a telephone call I ring day and night. If I was a falling rain,
is still around, and I wish you well. 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 Where you are, if I was a hot cup of tea, I'd be on your tabletop, or a tall willow tree, I'd bend till you said stop. If I was a bright blue bird, I'd be at your windowsill. Tap, tap, tap it on the glass, come tell me how you feel, yeah. Though you're nowhere to be found, in my heart you're still around, and I wish you well. I wish you well. I wish you cup of tea, a tree, or a bird at your window pane. What I am is sorry, you're not in my life. What I am is sorry, you're not here tonight. Though you're nowhere to be found, in my heart you're still around, and I wish you well. You well, I wish you well. I wish you well. I wish you well. I wish you well. Where you are, I wish you well. I wish you well. I wish you well. That was yours truly, Beth Williams, singing my song Wish You Well from my CD In This Old House, which is available on my website, bethwilliamsmusic.com. My, how time does fly when you're listening to great indie Americana songwriters from Colorado and Texas. We're all out of time. I'll be back same time, same station next week. Until then, I hope you'll join me on Facebook, Beth Williams Music, on my YouTube channel, Beth Williams Music. Go to my website, bethwilliamsmusic.com/radio shows. There are links to all the songwriters you've been listening to. So until next time, this is Beth Williams wishing you well.